Breonna Taylor protests turn violent in Seattle, Louisiana, and Portland. By Bob Price on March 14, 2021. Protests marking the one-year anniversary of the officer-involved shooting death of Breonna Taylor turned violent in three West Coast cities Saturday night. The incidents evolved into riots in Los Angeles, Portland, and Seattle. Marches in three West Coast cities became violent as protesters clashed with police and began destroying property, Fox News reported. Rioters threw rocks at police, vandalized police vehicles, and smashed windows of businesses. Videos posted on Twitter show the escalation of violence in these cities and police attempts to contain the violence. Los Angeles. Many windows being broken out in LA and another person has been assaulted. pic.twitter.com/cdx7xwtoomgi. Fuck copyright Amis, at Fuck Comies, March 14, 2021. A man just got maced for telling Antifa to stop breaking windows. pic.twitter.com/tk42chwizo. Fuck copyright Amis, at Fuck Comies, March 14, 2021. Here is some more footage of the damage from tonight's riot in lapic.twitter.com/sfqoslatikm. Fuck copyright Amis, at Fuck Comies, March 14, 2021. Seattle. Footage of SPD using pepper spray on Antifa. Colon at real Blair Nelson pic.twitter.com/ticklug5lj. Fuck copyright Amis, at Fuck Comies, March 14, 2021. Protesters move a dumpster into the street in order to block the police that are behind them. #Seattle #Antifa #BLM #BreonnaTaylor pic.twitter.com/ipk0wdpt7r. Blair Nelson, at real Blair Nelson, March 14, 2021. Fuck copyright Amis, at Fuck Comies, March 14, 2021. A local was attacked at the riot in Seattle for filming the march. pic.twitter.com/ncvaukzor. Fuck copyright Amis, at Fuck Comies, March 14, 2021. Portland. Late Saturday night in downtown #Portland #PDX #Protests #Biden #Ted Wheeler #Portland Police, pic.twitter.com/strgb1g. Mark Kirschmeyer, at Mark Kirschmeyer, March 14, 2021. Just prior to these comments, some people were kicking and punching the plywood boards on the federal courthouse building. #Coin6News #PDX #PNW #Portland #Oregon pic.twitter.com/c2rmv4rkz2. Jennifer Dowling, at Jen Dowling Coin6, March 14, 2021. There are around 300 gathered in and around Lonsdale Square and the federal courthouse building. Speakers are chanting in support of #BreonnaTaylor and also yelling, "Today is not our day to die." #Coin6News #PDX #PNW #Oregon #Portland pic.twitter.com/club19x9. Jennifer Dowling, at Jen Dowling Coin6, March 14, 2021. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pks and Facebook.